proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program. In our series about the devil, we look at another title ascribed to him, that old serpent. The 20th chapter of the book of Revelation, the Apostle John ascribed four names to the infernal prince of darkness. The dragon, that old serpent, the devil, and Satan. Each of these epithets defines some facet of the evil one's character or his work. In Revelation, John referred to the devil as, quote, that old serpent, unquote. Such an epithet alluded to Satan's character as a deceiver of men. The description of the devil as that old serpent harkens back to the fall of man, as described in the third chapter of the book of Genesis. In that section of scripture, the author of that narrative described the serpent as being, quote, more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made, unquote. Arum, the Hebrew noun rendered as subtle here, Arum served as a synonym for craftiness or shrewdness. When confronted by God over her transgression, Eve remarked that, quote, the serpent beguiled me, unquote. The word beguiled implied the use of deception and persuasion by one entity, who sought to entice another entity to believe or act in a certain manner. In effect, Eve sought to shift blame for her sin onto the serpent. One of the earliest instances of the old catchphrase, the devil made me do it. The serpent's modus operandi in Genesis chapter 3 illustrated how the devil operates in his role as a deceiver. First, he questioned God's word. In Genesis 3, we read these words, quote, yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden, unquote. Then, the devil outright denied God's word, saying, quote, ye shall not surely die, unquote. The devil went on casting aspersions upon God's character, saying that, quote, God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil, unquote. In the third chapter of Genesis, God pronounced judgment against the serpent. Quote, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle, and above every beast of the field, upon thy belly thou shalt go, and thus shalt thou eat all the days of thy life, unquote. God's next statement seemed directed at the devil himself. Quote, I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Unquote. Paul employed this imagery in the 16th chapter of Romans, where he told his audience that, quote, the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. Unquote. Paul also alluded to this incident in the third chapter of Genesis, in connection with the devil's work among believers. In 2 Corinthians chapter 11, he wrote, quote, I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. Unquote. Paul thereby warned the congregation at Corinth against succumbing to the devil's wiles by embracing false doctrine. In summation, the devil behaves as a serpent when he seeks to distort the words of God in order to elicit sinful belief and or sinful behavior. In the words of 1 Peter chapter 5, believers need to be sober and vigilant, on the lookout, not being ignorant of the wiles of the devil. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.